fusion beat. In the case of a fusion beat, the signal initiates in the SA node, propagates through the atrial myocardium producing the P wave, strikes the AV node, stimulates the terminal Purkinje cells, initiates the depolarization of the ventricles. At some point during the ventricular depolarization, or even before, an irritable focus of the right or left ventricle discharges. This electrical signal will merge with the antegrade signal, causing 1. A distortion of the QRS complex, and 2. A widening of the QRS complex. Initially, the PQRS waveform is generated in a normal manner. The P wave will be normal appearing and on time. The signal travels down the His bundle into the ventricles, but somewhere during this propagation, an ectopic area in the ventricles discharges. This ectopic signal will radiate in a wavefront manner, occurring simultaneously with that of the normal conducting signal. The electrical resultant waveform of these two signals is called a fusion beat. Fusion beat, quick review. There's a widening and a distortion of the QRS complex. It may or may not be greater than or equal to 0.12 seconds. There's a normal appearing P wave. It is neither late nor early. The PR interval will be normal or shortened depending on when the ectopic beat occurs. Fusion beat.